Okay, good evening, Aboy Style. A little bit about the program this week. We shall be learning a little bit about the Baruch of Asher Yotzah. Very interesting. The meaning and the halacha is relating to Asher Yotzah, which is Simon Vav. Then there's about Elokei Neshama, which is also interesting. That shall all be covered this week. And then, I don't know if we'll manage, but if everything goes smooth, then we shall be starting on Ches Tzitzis towards the end of the week. Or perhaps it's going to be next week, but I hope that we'll be able to start really a little bit about Hilchos Tzitzis this week, Be'ezer Hashem. Hilchos Tzitzis is a very big limud. You can see in the Mishnah in front of you that it is quite a chunk. It's both about the way tzitzis are made, which beggar is chayav betzitzis, how you make tzitzis, when you need to wear tzitzis, etc. It's quite a lot of halachas. So that will be the next big topic. Okay. Now, we're going to be learning a little bit about Simon Vav, starting right now. This is about the Baruch of Asher Yotzah. A couple of things. Just I remembered in terms of the Baruch of Asher Yotzah. It's a very unfortunate Baruch of Asher Yotzah. Why is it unfortunate? Why is Asher Yotzah very unfortunate? I think the reason what's unfortunate about the bracha is that it's a very meaningful bracha and a very special bracha, and yet because of the amount that we say, the frequency of reciting the bracha, we lose its power. Yeah. So I recall a story, but unfortunately I'm not quite sure who he was with. I think it was with Manzor Shiva, but it could be I've got this wrong. But the point is that somebody went. I believe it was the Manzor Shiva, who was famous for the way he recited the brachas, any brachas, and he said he wants to go, he needs some chizik, he was going through a tough time, and he was going through a bit of a difficult thing, and he travelled, I don't know if it was from Antwerp or from London, he travelled to Manchester to meet the Manzor Shiva. And when he went to the Manzor Shiva, Manzor Shiva was just, there was a queue, there was people waiting, and then eventually it was his turn, but just before it was his turn, Manzor Shiva had to be excused, and he went out, and he was just reciting, saying the bracha of Asher Yotzah, and he saw this yid, this balabos, this yid saw the Manchester Rosh Hashiva just saying the bracha of Asher Yotzah, which took a good few minutes for him to say every single time when he said Asher Yotzah, it was a good few minutes. He saw that and he observed that, and he said, "Well, I've got the chizik. I can go home now. That's it." And literally, he made a U-turn. He said, "That was gave him such chizik to see how a yid." That's him, and I say Asher Yotzah, and he got the chizik, and he went home. That's one thing. Another thing, which is that I have a bit of a Kabbalah, and it is not. It's a universally known kind of Kabbalah that if a person has I know that somebody once went to Don Segal, who is a very very choshveh Erech Yid, also Amud Atfilah, Don Segal in Eretz Yisrael. And it was they had a certain chashash of a certain illness, which wasn't confirmed at that point, and so they went to Abdon to ask for bracha for skula or something. What can they do in order to make sure that they should be healthy and they should be well and everything? So Abdon Segal said, "Look no further. Chachamim have given us the tools. What you got to do if you're worried about if you're concerned about health of your body, and then it's a very unique bracha, which is called the bracha of Asher Yotzah. That bracha has got a skull in it, the power of it's a, you know, it's realizing what the nisin HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in our systems." And he said that it's a bracha which is mesugel for helping people who've got health problems, or at least chashoshes of health problems. It reminds me, and before we go into the beautiful chazanish, I'm just going to allow myself to share this idea with you, because it's such an incredible, if we just sometimes think about this, the chazanish in the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, which I strongly recommend, if anybody wants to get chizik in Emunah or B'Tochen, it's one of the most incredible reading and chizik you may want to do. I don't know if there's an English edition. Does anybody know? I don't know if there's an English edition. Emuna, the betochen of the Holy Chazanish. It's only some 30-40 pages. It's absolutely amazing. He didn't finish it. Chazanish was nifta, it seems, towards the, he didn't actually, it looks like there could have been a bit more. But at the beginning, the sefer is about emuna, about how to you are the expert, no? With Chavis Alvavis, Shabbatochen. So this is a different aspect, because what he does is he says that if a person wants to go in emuna b'tochen, all you need to do is to think about your own body, he says. If you just want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, you think about the eyes, how incredible the eyes, the powers of the eyesight. And he says, if you look at the hands, what the hands can do, if you look at what the digestive system of a person is, we'll speak about that. He said that about the heart, the liver. He speaks about every single part of the body. And he says, if you just think about this for a minute, you'll see how incredible it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. And that encourages the person's emuna and bitochen. So I just want to share that with you. If you ever want to go through that mahalach, first few pages, emuna bitochen, are very, very powerful. So this leads us to a little bit about the brach of Asher Yotza. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says about this, because the Shulchan Aruch does something which seems very out of script, and the Shulchan Aruch does something which seems to be very, I don't know if it's unique or nearly unique. What he does, he explains the bracha of Asher Yotza. He explains the bracha. Does the Shulchan Aruch explain anywhere else a bracha? The Shulchan Aruch tells us the halachas of the brachas. He tells us but to explain a bracha, does the Shulchan Aruch explain a bracha anywhere else?
I don't think he explains the reason.
It tells us the why we make it, but it doesn't explain the bracha.
Doesn't
go through the way it does over here. Let us see. Shiyotze beis akisse simen vav. Tin bekes ashiyotze veleikan neshama perushov. Okay. Shiyotze beis akisse, when a person leaves the beis akisse, yevorech, he makes the bracha of Asher Yotza as ha'adam bechokma. That's right, because that's what he does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By the way, pardon? Correct.
You've literally just been inside.
Correct. 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 Well pointed. Well noticed. Absolutely. Yeah. It's correct. Yeah. You're right. Chetzim beis akisa yivorech Asher Yotza sodom chochma. By the way, it is a bit of, I just want to mention to you, Rabbi Keith, that it is generally accepted that the titles, there's a bit of a controversy about it, but generally it's accepted that the title of the title of the siman was probably not by the Rabbi Yosef Karo. It's much later. But either way, you're right. It does say Ufirushov. The creation of the body is with outstanding and exceedingly so, with exceeding chokhma, wisdom. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us not just a mass of, I don't know. We were created with unbelievable wisdom. Bechochma nifla. That's really, that reminds me so much. I always think about the Chazon Ish when I think about this, when I see this, bechochma nifla. Our bodies, our system is incredible. I just want to mention to you, I've got my older brother, Sang Zonten Stark, he went through medical school. And he told me that years ago, where he's been out of, but when he studied, he told me that he was very impressed that one of the very senior professors, I mentioned to me the name, but I obviously, forgot. So he told me that they said that there are certain things when it comes to the digestive system, in particular of the body, certain things which remain enigmas, which are not clear. So they don't have a full understanding in it. They don't have a full understanding how it works. There are some certain nisim, some miracles, some wonders which happen, which is not fully explained. Which is a very humbling experience to hear that from a professor in university and Gentile. Yeah, okay, so V'yesh Meforshim, somebody say, what does it mean? What's the chokhmah nifla that we created? Al shem sha'guf doyme le'noid, mole ruach. A person is a guf, the body is like a noid, It's like a bit like a noid. Really means like a bottle, like a leather bottle, like a what? Yeah, blenoid mole ruach. There's lots of ainid. We mole in the kovim, and there's lots of holes in it. Kedele kamam besamoch. Veish mefashim bechachma. What's the wisdom? What's the chachma that we created? Sheiskim is the noise of shel adam rishon vachach boroi. The chachma that we're talking about is actually an historical chachma. That first explanation is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created first the foods for adam rishon, and after he created man, that man shouldn't be hungry. So first came the food, and then afterwards adam. Man, that's the chokhmah. Uvorovo in the kovim, chalulim, chalulim. And I created in the kovim, what's the kovim, The kovim, nekev really means a hole. Chalulim, chalulim, hollow. Perish the kovim, rabbi, many, we've got many holes. It's not really the right, a hole is not really the right word. Openings, yeah. Kegoin, peh, the mouth, choitem, the nose, v'piat habas, the digestive exit. V'gam borovo evorim rovim evorim rabim chalulim k'moy leiv v'korizim me'ayim. The whole digestive a part of our system of our body. Shim isosem echod mehem. If one of them will be blocked, chas v'shalom. Klema shemanakomim yesh nekev echod shua peh. Imagine this particular hole, which is the mouth. If that hole would be blocked, the mouth of a person whilst he is an embryo is closed. Look at this incredible nace. It's got to be closed whilst an embryo. But once we are born, it's got to open, because if Chas v'Shalom it remains closed, that is serious, serious, serious problem. So therefore, there's a nes here, that it's closed when it's got to be closed, and it opens when it's got to be opened. If it would remain closed and shut and sealed, you wouldn't be able to remain alive. Even 1 hour. And the limbs, the body parts, which are chalulim, which are hollow, niftach echol mem, if you open up, lo efshali scam afile sha'achas, they couldn't be able. So what's in other words, what has to be open is open, what's got to be closed is closed. What incredible nes! And if one of the chas v'shalom goes wrong, it's very serious. Ve'odish lefaresh. And an additional explanation in this bracha is shegvul yesh le'odom shecholim nekovah lesosem v'lo yomus. That there is a limit, there's a limit how much a person can live with a closed nekovim. Given sh'avarosak, only when it passes this amount of time, yevshali iskam afilu sh'achas, you can't even live even for the shortest amount of time. V'kivin sh'bichlal nekovim, him piyat habas v'piyat omo, bichlal ha'ivorim achlulim sh'mifozor chanem, yevshali iskam, him kores v'me'ayim, sh'api have. Shapi have shevach ze meinin atzias rochov. So we've got to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for our. Well, it's just that everything works. Normally, everything works well, and when we're able to.
Is that the illness that the Melech people that I know, when they abducted Sarah, and they were struggling with an illness?
Yes, that's right.
Everything became sosum.
That's it. Absolutely, yes. Correct. Yeah, absolutely. So we find what the nesit is, what the chokhmah niflohit is. Ve'ev sh'oit. Sh'me'acha sh'im yoytzel n'kov b'yoysam ad sh'im over... Sh'me'acha sh'im yoytzel n'kov b'yoysam ad sh'im over ha'gvul yomus b'chlal sh'im yifoseach ad mehemu v'av sh'im yifoseach echod mehem nam im inyin asiyas rochov mamash. Roifechol basa. What do we mean when we say roifechol basa al sh'im sh'nekovim sh'boro bo l'yoytzi p'soy l'zma'acholoi? The roife chobosa, the healing of our bodies, what is referring to? That if Chas v'Shalom person would be able to excuse himself, came his apesh, bavet, and yomus, he would die. But it's also here for, and the healing is the fact that we are able that the psoilis exits our bodies, that is really refuah. Umafli laso is loshem pele. Wonder. Again, as said earlier, it's as if we have a lot of air in our bodies. And if the person will normally make, like in a tire, If a person will make a hole in a tire, what would happen? It would go. We all know what it's like, right? Ideally, we try not to be on M1, but if that happens, but we know what it's like. So if it goes like the pancake thing, so if there's air in a tire, I'm very self conscious over here. We've got experts here, so so we wanna so obviously if it's got air in a so but at the same time we are full of air. And our bodies are, I think, 90% air. I understand. No, how much? 90% water. Okay, so how much air? There's a lot of oxygen in our system, lots of oxygen, and yet there are lots of exits, and yet we nothing happens. So that's a mafdilasois. That's what he says. The other molen nekovim, a person has got many holes. The ruchay mishtameres besoicho. Yet the oxygen, the air remains in his body. How is it? This is a wonder. Quite incredible. The system of our bodies is quite incredible. Another explanation of the bracha is Halshem Sheboyre Tuva Meichel V'Doicha Apsoil. It's a completely different explanation, and that is also it's really fascinating how Chacham Shulchanochovi points this out. Is that there's another chachma, which is that our bodies are able to distinguish between, when we eat, between the Oichel and the Psoilus. Our bodies are able to distinguish between nourishment, what we need, what is good for us, what we need, and the rest, which we don't need. And it's to be able to distinguish, to take the good and remove the bad, as it were. That's a tremendous chachma. It's a tremendous chachma. It's like a self-automated, what's the word? A self...
Yeah, there's a word for it.
Perpetual? Process? No, not prophecy.
Self-sustaining.
No, self-sustaining, that's it.
Homeostasis, where everything goes towards being in the middle. Everything is regulated.
What's that?
Homeostasis.
Homeostasis? All right, okay. I understood your word. What did you say?
Perpetual.
It's like a self-cleaning...
Self-regulating,
that's it. That's what I can understand.
We learn English,
we learn Latin, we learn Thai, we learn everything. Absolutely. Yeah, okay, but yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, it's a bit like, if you, it's a bit like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. I mean, we all know what it's like when a person, Chas V'Shalom, has, you know, Chas V'Shalom, if part of the body don't function properly, what enormous equipment is required, you know, instead of the, it's incredible. And yet, on a normal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, naturally, when everything functions well, we cleanse ourselves, and we, pardon?
Regenerative.
All right, okay. So that's...
An artificial kidney is as big as a room.
Exactly, yeah, that's it. And that's just about functions So imagine it's really incredible. It really is incredible. So that's what he said. And that is all another explanation for the Baruch of Asher Yotzer. How beautiful. Imagine we think about this every time we recite the Baruch of Asher Yotzer. That look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are thankful, we're grateful, everything functions well. It's just, I can't say it's unfortunate, yeah, but it's just because we say it so many times, who thinks about this, yeah? If Man Shoshiva did, but it's something to think about. And probably that's why I wonder that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch makes an exception and he tells us what the meaning of the bracha is, to emphasize the importance of that. And here comes the last, and perhaps the most fascinating explanation, which is by the Ramah. What is the real meaning of Asher Yotzer according to the Ramah? As the Ramah, the following interpretation. There's another element which is fascinating about the physical body of a person. We are a unique combination between Ruchni and Gashmi. He said, we have got a very physical existence, we sure do, but at the same time, also something, we got something very spiritual, we got Ruchni's existence as well. And that together, the fact that when we eat, we sustain our bodies, but it's also a spiritual existence, all together. There's Melochim on the one hand, they don't have any physical aspect to them. Then there's behemoths and the animal world, which is all completely physical. They don't have much of a spiritual existence at all. And it really should clash, kind of both in the same unit. And yet we do.
Hybrid.
Wow, we're getting really fancy. Yeah, he thinks hybrid cars, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, so. The heel of all flesh. Fascinating, really, really fascinating. Oh, very good. That's the meaning. Very good. I never thought of that. How beautiful. Yotza is ha'odom b'chochma. According to the Rama, it's much better explained. Beautiful. Such a good plan. According to all the previous explanations, they've got that with animals as well. The digestive system works for animals too. And yet we say, asher yotza is ha'odom b'chochma. So that would be evidence and proof and strong re'aya for the explanation of the Rama. The Rama says that the whole asher yotza, that the brach of asher yotza b'chochma, the chochma aspect, is that hybrid of gashmis and ruchnias, which is something which we only find by odom and not by animals. Very nice, very, very good. That's a good explanation. Says the Mishneh Berurah have gotten involved to explain the Ramad of Ruchni. The Kavanas cost of the Aneshama Nenes Ruchni is a Michael, the Aguf Nenes Megashmi is a Michael. I didn't know that. Kavanas is talking about this is the Arizal. Aneshama Nenes Ruchni is a Michael. Did you know that? The Aneshama benefits from the Ruchni is a Michael. Don't have to translate that. What's the Ruchni is of the Michael?
The spiritual input of the food.
Abayisai. I don't know what that means. What? When you have a chicken, what special input?
That means that's one of the explanations of kashrus is that the non-kosher animals have got a certain negative impact on the middos of a person.
The middos, yeah, I guess that's for animals specifically, I think. Yeah, that's why we eat the generally the tame animal, says of his. Okay. Haneshama nenes meruchni es amaychal. Did you know that? We benefit from the ruchnias of the food. Vaguf nene megashmi es amaychal. And obviously the body benefits from the physical sustenance of the food. And there's something which combines both with the food. Now, there is a discussion over here in Ziv Aleph about do we say afilu shah achas? What's the words? How do you say? Some say and some don't. What's the argument to say? And what's the argument not to say? Can we survive a filu sha'achas? A sha'achas, can we survive a tiny bit of time without these wonders or not? So many feel that a filu sha'achas, which although is brought in the Shoinim, many feel that it's incorrect because, strictly speaking, we could survive. People do survive. If the digestive system doesn't function 100%, the person wouldn't die on the spot. He would probably die very soon, but he wouldn't die on the spot. Therefore, they feel the word afilu shachas, we can't even live, afilu shachas, is incorrect.
The heart is cavities.
But it appears that according to most explanations, we're not specifically talking about the heart, we're probably more addressing other parts of the body, which probably a person could survive for a small amount of time, with a small amount. So afilu shachas, that is the background behind the two nischos. Some do say afilu shachas and some don't. And that's the background, that's the discussion behind it. Yeah.
It works the other way. If they don't close, then a person,
very good. Interesting. Yeah. So these are the explanations of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Rabbi, to summarize the explanations of Asher Yotza, either way, they all agree about the Chochmah, the tremendous wisdom, the Chochmah Niflo of the creation of the body. Various explanations, whether it's about the digestive system directly, whether all the holes of a person. We also addressed the fact that that a person would makes him function normally. And we also address the Rama, which tells us before the Rama we had the Shulchan Aruch last explanation, which is about Boira Toiva Meichel V'Doicha Apsoilis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the body, the Kach to distinguish between the differentiate between the nourishing elements of the food and the parts which are not so productive, and that's the chokhmah of the body. And finally, we learned about the Ramaz Mahalach, which is the connection between our bodies, ourselves. We've got the connection between the ruchnias and the gashmis, which is all in one unit. Something about those of us who are more hashkafically inclined. There's definitely something to delve into over here and to think about, especially the Mahalach of the Ramah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening, and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.